Good job, guys. Thank you. I have no idea why this has turned this direction, but someone is sending me a message, so it's your responsibility to get him under control.
Again.
You didn't notice that? You probably moved it.
Maybe I did.
No. It is good to see you here this morning. I want to thank the team for sharing with us those songs this morning. Wonderful job. I really, really appreciate the ministry that the team is doing and the way that they help to just kind of prepare us and get us ready to look at God's Word. And this morning, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to please open your Bibles to the book of Psalms. We're going to begin in Psalm 100, and then we're going to jump to Psalm 103, and then we're going to go to Psalm 42, and then we're going to go to Psalm 5. So we're going to be jumping around just a little bit in the Psalms. But I want to share with you today this whole thing of the value of praise. You know, as that early team gets up there and they get leading us, we are actually to involve ourselves in praise. We are to come to the house of God prepared to praise and to worship. We should come in time that we can sit down for a couple of minutes and just kind of reflect and pray and get our hearts ready and get ourselves prepared to worship the Lord. And then as we worship Him, we should involve ourselves in the various elements of worship. And that means that we should be praying, we should be singing, we should give from hearts that are filled with gratitude. We should listen to the Word and then leave with that Word in our hearts, ready to do whatever God is asking us to do. That's why we get together. You know what? We don't get together here to be entertained. We don't get together here to entertain. We don't get together just because there might be some good contacts here. We get together because our contact needs to be with God. And so, as we look at this, we want to look this morning at the value of praise. And perhaps in the next few weeks, we'll look at some of the other values of assembling ourselves together. But we want to look, first of all, at Psalm 100 and look at this. Psalm 100 says this, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations." Note in particular that fourth verse, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name." Enter His courts with thanksgiving. In other words, when you come to the house of God, when you come to the house of worship to meet together with God's people, come with a thankful heart. The church this week is going through a very difficult circumstance. We had a gentleman who was in our Wednesday evening service laughing and joking and having a good time, and Friday morning, through a very sudden heart attack, left this world to go into the presence of the Lord. You know, those kinds of things are crushing. I mean, totally unexpected. But you know what? He wasn't unprepared. He was ready to go and meet the Lord. 54 years old. Massive heart attack, literally dead before he hit the floor. Totally unexpected. We have no promise of tomorrow. In fact, we have no promise of the remainder of today. And so when we come to the house of the Lord, we should come with thankful hearts, thanking God for the privilege that He has given us of making it through to this point in our life when we can get together again and worship Him and to praise Him and thank Him for all of His many, many blessings. And so let's look at these three values of praise. First of all, praise improves your faith. Praise improves your faith. The 103rd Psalm, verse 2, says this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. What are the benefits that the Lord gives to you? Stop and think about it. He gives you the strength to get up out of bed to start each day. He gives you the food, literally, that's on your tables. He gives you the love of your family and friends. He gives you the peace that calms your mind and calms your spirit in this world that is filled with unrest and war. He gives you the grace to survive. Those are amazing benefits. And we are not to forget those things. And by forgetting them, what we do is we step back and we say, "Hey, I'm the one who goes out and earns the living." Because I'll tell you right now, God could take away your ability to earn a living like that. Just that quickly. But God blesses you and benefits you with life and all that is necessary to sustain it. God is incredible. And we need to have our faith improved. The only way that we can do that is by worshiping together, by studying God's Word, by following God's will in obedience, and allowing God then to have absolute control of our hearts and our minds. That's faith. And when faith is lived out, our life is blessed, and our life is also a blessing to those that we come in contact with. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Let God give you a good rememberer so that you can remember all of His blessings. Secondly, the second thing is we find that praise inspires our hope. Praise inspires our hope. Look with me at Psalm 42, verse 11. Psalm 42, verse 11. It says this, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. For I shall praise Him, the help of my countenance." Don't you just love to be around grumps? Ask her?
Yeah.
Well, see, I wasn't sure whether you said ask her or that's her. Ask her, okay. But don't you just love to be around a crabby person? that's going, come on, world, amaze me. I dare you. I challenge you, Lord, to make me smile. Because I ain't going to do it. We can't stand to be around people like that. But boy, when someone has a smile on their face and a song in their heart, and they've got a good word to say, and they lighten the load of other people, we want to be around them. We really do. We want to be around happy individuals. Folks, God is a happy God. He is a God of hope. He is a God of the future. He is a God who has made plans, and those plans are eternal for you and I to be in His house, to be in His presence. And I'll tell you what, there are going to be no grumps in heaven. No crabs in heaven. People are going to be filled with joy. People are going to be filled with happiness. People are going to be filled with grace. People are going to be filled with honesty and integrity and everything that examples that God is an example of, because that we're going to be just like Him. Now stop and think about that. Is this God? Well, it ain't the God I serve. The God I serve spreads His arm and dies so that I can have life. The God that I serve lifts me out of the pit of sin and sets my feet on the rock. The God that I serve says, I am the God of hope. I am the God of glory. I am the God who wants you to have all of the blessings and the benefits of who I am. The God I serve deserves my praise and not my crabbiness. And the people that I worship with deserve my happiness and not my grumbling. Well, those people at that church. Blah, 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 blah. God's going, ay, 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 ay. I think God's Italian. And there are times when God goes, eh, what's the matter with you? But God is a God of grace and dignity and joy and peace and blessing and eternal. It's time, folks, for us to be like God. God inspires our hope because He has provided for us an eternity filled with hope. Number three, praise increases your love. Praise increases your love. Look at Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in thee be grumpy. You don't think so? But let all who take refuge in thee be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and mayest thou shelter them, that those who love thy name may exult in thee. Praise increases our love. You see, it increases our love for God. It increases our love for life. Praise increases our love for one another. Praise increases our love for God's plan and for God's will. But in particular, praise increases our love for God. You want to know something? If your love for God is not greater today than it was yesterday, there's something deeply spiritually wrong in your life. Deeply spiritually wrong. If you can look back at your life 5 years ago and say, you know what? I was much happier then than I am now, then there's something deeply spiritually wrong with your life. When we are sold out to God totally and completely, our love for Him grows greater day by day by day. Our passion for His way grows greater day by day by day. And praise just kind of helps to bring a completeness to that and to help us to have an open door to our heart, an open door that welcomes the love of God. And as the love of God is welcomed in our lives, it shows on our faces. And I'll tell you what, when you've got someone that's go like this, I can tell you now, they don't love God. They don't. They don't love God. Because you cannot love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and not have a smile on your face. I'm telling you the truth. Because when love is full in the heart, it has to show through in the appearance. It really does. And if it's not, something is dreadfully wrong in the spirit and in the soul. Folks, how valuable is praise? Praise opens us up to the fullness of God in our love for Him, in our service for Him, and in our life day by day. Praise helps us to be prepared for what we'll face tomorrow, and the next day, and the next week, should God will that we tarry that long. It's time to get over yourself and get in line with God. Let's stand. I believe that it was Andrew this morning quoted a part of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the perfect and acceptable will of God. The renewing of your mind. You determine how high you're going to go with God. I'm going to tell you, he doesn't determine it. He's already established what he wants. You determine whether you're going to obey him or not. You determine whether you're going to let the world control your thinking or whether you're going to let God control your thinking. I encourage you, let go and let God. Let go of your own self-centeredness and sacrifice yourself to God and praise Him. Otherwise, go ahead and be miserable. Be miserable to be around and die alone, because that's what happens. Get saved. When you get saved, you get the fullness of Christ and you can't be a crab. If you're a crab, I'm going to say it. You're going to say, you're judging me. I don't care. When you get saved, you get joyful. If you're not joyful, you're not even saved. That's about as blunt as I can put it. Deal with it. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the promises in your word that declare that we can be happy people in the midst of a world that's just fallen apart. But Father, we've got to choose to do things your way. Father, we praise you for the fact that you are the great creator and that you created us. There isn't a person in this room that's a self-made individual. You are the one who deserves all the glory and not us. So, Father, help us with this renewal of the mind, that we might be all that you want us to be. And we'll give you glory, for you're the only one worthy of our praise. And it's in your incredible and your awesome name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for being here today. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus today.